Speaking of Colorado Springs and that area, State Senator John Morse is, of course, the Senate president. And he is now facing a recall petition that had more than enough signatures recalling him, basically saying, look, we don't like what you're doing. We want to have essentially a special election to determine if we want to keep you in office or if we want to kick you out of office and replace you with somebody else. Well, they had a lot more signatures than are needed, but a lawyer for Senate President John Morse immediately vowed to challenge the recall effort. Morse's attorney, Mark Gruskin, said the recall petition has a fatal flaw. It never mentions there would be an election to fill the senator's seat, which is purportedly required by the Colorado Constitution. This isn't some technicality or loophole. This is a crucial piece of information that has proponents of this petition decided not to impart to petition signers, Gruskin told 7 News. The question is there validity here, or is this an issue of just political malfeasance? For more on this and to learn about exactly what's going on, we've got 3 special guests on the line in our panel. We've got Jennifer Kern. She is spokeswoman for Recall Morse. We've got Mario Nicholas. He is an election lawyer. We'll be able to give us some legal insights. And then we've also got Jeff Hayes. He is the chairman of the El Paso County Republican Party, which is, of course, the area where John Morse represents. And I want to start with Jennifer Kearns from Recall Colorado first. Jennifer, can you let us know, good morning, by the way, can you let us know what's the genesis of this recall effort, and how hard were the volunteers working at it, and why did they choose a recall instead of letting Morse fill out the term into 2014?
Well, good morning, Jimmy. Thank you so much for having us on. Well, first and foremost, make no mistake, this legal protest was simply an attempt, a certification day election stunt, and an attempt to steal the thunder of this Recall Morse campaign on the day it was certified by the Secretary of State's office. Now, as you mentioned, Jimmy, there has been a groundswell of support leading up to this certification. This all started back in the Colorado State Legislature back in February when Senator Morse began pushing the most stringent gun control laws in the nation. A group of folks got together, 6 or 7 folks from the Basic Freedom Defense Fund. They decided that this was wrong and they wanted to make this right. So they began a recall effort against John Morse. The genesis of this is that that group of 7 people grew to a small army of about 300 volunteers who then hit the streets in Colorado Springs in an effort to gather the more than 7,200 signatures that were required for this recall election to hit the ballot. Now, what surprised most people, both in Colorado Springs and around the state of Colorado, is that this small army of volunteers of concerned citizens actually raised more than twice as many signatures were needed. A few weeks ago, to the Secretary of State's office, they turned in more than 16,000 signatures to recall the Senate President John Morse. And just this past Tuesday, Secretary of State Scott Gessler certified about 10,100 of those signatures for this to go on the ballot. And sure enough, Jimmy, within 2 or 3 or 4 minutes of the Secretary of State certification, we received notice that Morse's side, of course, is choosing to challenge this with, frankly, quite bogus and frivolous legal challenges.
Right, and to get an eye into sort of some of the legal issues, let's bring you in, Mario. Welcome to Kelly and Company. It's good to have you here. If you can please give us kind of your understanding of the legal issues that are involved, especially as an elections attorney, and where things are looking from your perspective.
Sure, Jimmy, and thank you for having me on. So I think what we need to really focus here on is, first, Mark Gruskin is the top gun for Democrats when they file lawsuits in the state. So they're clearly pulling out all of the stops to stop this recall. And the issue that he's bringing up is whether there was enough in these petition recalls and on the petitions, whether they were flawed to start with. one of the things that people talk a lot about in election law is substantial compliance. And in this case, the recall petitions are governed by both the Constitution and also the Call Revised Statutes, Title I. And we need to be clear that Title I, when it's discussed, it actually has provisions that say that it should be broadly construed, that it should be liberally construed. And the reason for that is so that we don't have any of these gotcha politics. And, oh, look, hey, look, we know the will of the people is to do one thing, but we're going to stop that and subvert it because of a technicality. So in order to do that, what we have is called substantial compliance, and you'll hear a lot about that in this recall challenge. This is kind of legal mumbo-jumbo, so let me know if I need to clarify it a little bit. But by a case called Fabeck v. Beck, the Supreme Court decided years ago. And what the substantial compliance comes down to a three-part test. One, the extent of the noncompliance. Two, the purpose of the applicable provision and whether that purpose was substantially achieved despite the alleged compliance. And three, whether there was a good faith effort to comply or whether noncompliance is based on a conscious decision to mislead. And when you look at Gruskin's comments, you can see that he is already conceding that he has to actually go through this test and that this is going to be what he is arguing. You know, his comments and his public comments talk about how, well, they're trying to mislead people about an election. And I just think that's simply false. The fact is that it was the extent of the noncompliance is debatable. I think if you look at, say, well, we need to have a demand on there. Well, I think it was pretty clear that there's a demand that John Morris be removed and that someone else be placed on in his seat. And I think that's absolutely clear when you're looking at these petitions. The second factor, the purpose of the provision. Well, Gruskin's out there saying, well, the purpose is to make sure that people know that we have to have an election and elect someone new, and it's going to have these consequences that we have to pay for a new election. Well, I don't think that any of the petition drive was ever at all not saying that they have to do that. I think it was pretty clear that everyone understood that that's exactly what the process was. And in fact, they're in papers talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on your show. I think it's pretty clear. And finally, whether it was a good faith effort to comply, and I think that's clear that there was a good faith effort to comply here.
And it's interesting. Colorado Peak Politics is reporting on the particular form that was used, and how that seems to be legitimate, and also a form dating back to when Democrat Bernie Busher was Secretary of State. So if that's true, that certainly adds to the, in my view, to the. To that good faith effort. But I want to bring in Jeff Hayes. He is the chairman of the El Paso County GOP, and Senator Morris is in El Paso County. That's his area. And so, Jeff, welcome to Kelly and Company. It's good to have you here this morning. Talk to us about sort of the El Paso County GOP party's position on this recall and where it's headed and where your support has been leading up to the signing of the petitions by these folks.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I'm honored to be on, especially with the guest quality that you have today. We've been aware of this recall effort from the very beginning. We've always been detached from it because it's been a nonpartisan, citizen-driven initiative. We did not want to cloud that at all, but we were always paying attention to it. And I just want to applaud the stalwart citizens of El Paso County, of Senate District 11, for taking this initiative, because it has not been easy. It's been a very difficult task, and they've been well-run, well-organized, and we have a lot of leaders show up in the community that have really gotten some great things done. So I just want to give as much honor and respect and applause to that group. What we are doing right now is, marshaling our efforts to ensure that the recall does take place. And that recall effort, turning in the signatures is step one of a multi-step process. We have a couple of Republican candidates that have stepped forward, and they're really good people, Bernie Herpin and Jack King Bubas. And we as a party are, developing a process that should both those candidates, stay in the fight and run viable campaigns and get the required thousands of Republican signatures, which is not going to be an easy task, by the way. We want to have a fair and transparent and collaborative process with the citizens and the elected Republican representatives, through our Central Committee to determine who our Republican candidate is going to be in the recall election, should that come about. So we're trying to do what the party is supposed to do in order to have a viable candidate, in order to push this thing through to what we feel like ought to be a logical conclusion, which is the recall of John Morse and the placement of a good Republican in his place that will represent the people of that district. You know, we were very supportive of the sheriff's lawsuit. We collaborated with the Independence Institute and Pikes Peak Firearms Coalition to do a Second Amendment rally last month. And, you know, I was very adamant telling people, if you like Republicans, they put in these positions, we don't have to do this. We don't have to have these rallies if you have Republicans. So, again, we're just trying to give as much credit and as much applause to this initiative. We, you know, we're not trying to co-opt anything. We're trying to do our part as best we can. I hope that answers your question.
Right. No, absolutely. And it does also help send a message when you have grassroots people that have been involved, and it's not been led by the party in El Paso County. So I think that's something that lends credibility to the case. I want to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll do a quick hits of our three guests. Jeff Hayes, chair of the El Paso County Republican Party. Jennifer Kern, she is the spokeswoman for the recall Morse effort. And Mario Nicholas, he is an attorney, an election law attorney, also involved in this matter a little bit. We'll keep it right here on Kelly and Company. Don't go anywhere. We'll get final thoughts coming up.
Southbound I-25 after Colfax, an accident that's causing some problems for you if you're trying to make your way past Mile High Stadium. Westbound I-70 just before Air Park, they are still on the scene investigating an earlier accident that was involving a motorcyclist. Eastbound 56 at Havana still closed down there, where apparently a pedestrian and a semi tangled much earlier this morning. Traffic being diverted onto Havana. Northbound I-25 trying to head up from about Castle Rock. Watch for a stall in the center lane at Ridgegate. I'm Nia Bender, 710 KNUS First Alert Traffic.
Emergencies are inevitable. Every business, organization, and school must be prepared. You know, the what if is tough to think about. And when the what if becomes what now, you must be ready. The American Red Cross Ready Rating Program is a free, self-guided program designed to help businesses, organizations, and schools become better prepared for emergencies. We all know that every business will face some form of disaster at one time or another. Those businesses that have prepared will be in a much better position to prevent a serious disruption of their operations and emerge ready to serve the community at a critical time. The Ready Rating Program has been recognized by preparedness experts as the much-needed, easy-to-understand and follow solution for helping any organization take the steps to become prepared to respond and successfully recover from a disaster or other emergency. Red Cross Ready Rating. It's free, it's easy, it's necessary. Visit readyrating.org. Start today. readyrating.org.
Hi, Casey Bloyer here for TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. You know that you can straighten your teeth without braces? Most people have heard of Invisalign but don't know what it is. Invisalign moves your teeth into position using clear plastic aligners that are removable. You get a new set of aligners every 2 weeks until your teeth are aligned. Doesn't that sound better than struggling with kitty braces that use brackets and wires? Invisalign is covered by your dental insurance just like regular orthodontics and costs about the same as traditional braces. Plus, it's cleaner, less painful, removable, and invisible. No one will know that you're wearing them. Now, Invisalign is available for teens. No more brace face yearbook pictures. Wow, my nieces will love that. Check out Dr. Larry O'Neill at TwinAspenDentalCenter.com to see information on Invisalign and Invisalign Teen, and finally, comfortably, invisibly beautify your smile. 303-841-7466. That's 303-841-7466, or at TwinAspenDentalCenter.com.
Hi, Jenna here with Carry On Colorado. I'm very excited to announce that my friend and mentor, Kathy Jackson of the Cornered Cat, is headed back to Colorado. This time, she's teaching a co-ed handgun course. This two-day class provides 18 hours of classroom and range instruction, taking students from the shooting basics through intermediate skills level. This is your chance to learn from one of the best. Spaces are limited, so register today at carryoncolorado.com. That's carryoncolorado.com. Carry On Colorado.
cool your home for 25 cents a day. You can cool your entire house, even upstairs, for pennies a day, reduce or even eliminate the air conditioning use on most days, and be even more comfortable at the same time. I'm Seymour, and my company, AtticFan.com, has helped Colorado homeowners cool their homes for over 37 years with quiet, whole-house attic fans. They're cheap to run and inexpensive to install. This is a proven technology that will increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills at the same time. Our fans work great in any style of house and will even cool those upstairs bedrooms without air conditioning. Call us today at 303-695-7911 or visit us online at atticfan.com for free estimates, information, and advice. 303-695-7911 or atticfan.com. Mention this ad for a special discount. Your only regret will be that you didn't do it sooner. 303-695-7911 or atticfan.com.
Dealing with the IRS is never something you want to do alone. You need the help of seasoned professionals that are available year-round to meet your needs and represent you.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Burrell of Prime Tax Group of Colorado. We are tax resolution experts located right here in Denver. If you're being contacted by the IRS because of late, misfiled taxes, or being audited, call us and we will meet with you for a free, no-obligation evaluation to review the steps we should take next. In most cases, we will help you become current with your taxes and reduce the amount you owe. We also offer a unique service to remove all tax lien information from your credit report, which then may increase your credit rating by 50 or more points.
Where do you get all this service at an affordable price? Only at Prime Tax Group of Colorado. So call them today at 303-770-1190. That's 303-770-1190. Prime Tax Group, 303-770-1190. New clients, mention this ad for a $50 savings.
Kelly and Company with Steve Kelly, News Talk 710, KNUS.
8:25 is the time. We are continuing with our panel talking about State Senate President John Morse, the recall effort against him, and now the legal challenge against this recall effort. Remember, John Morse is one of the key leaders of the gun control efforts backed by Mayor Bloomberg. Unfortunately, we only have 45 seconds for each of our guests, so please keep your answers to these questions brief so we can get through each of you. And I want to start with Jennifer Kearns, the spokeswoman for Recall Morse, and ask you, why now? Why do the recall now as opposed to wait until Morse's term ends in 2014 to elect somebody else?
Well, you know, Jimmy, according to the Colorado Constitution, the right of the people to recall their public officials is a fundamental right. This fundamental right requires that recalls are to be liberally construed in favor of the citizen's ability to exercise it. And that will be the grounds for our response to these legal challenges. Now, look, if you're looking at the Morse side of things and his legal challenge, he's claiming that somehow the language in the petition was insufficient. But if you look, both the committee and Senator Morse were notified regarding the approval of the petition that was certified on Tuesday, the petition form over 70 days ago. The time for Senator Morse to protest issues with the form of the petition was during that time period, not after the citizens and other groups exercised their constitutional rights.
Very interesting.
For the recall.
Sorry, Jennifer, got to cut in to let Mario give his chime in. Election lawyer Mario Nicholas, where do you think this is headed? Do you think the opposition has a leg to stand on?
I think that what you'll see is that you'll see arguments from both sides, but what the court, I think, really should do is say, look, the legal system is not designed to subvert the will of the people, but to actually support the will of the people. And here you have at least 10,000 valid signatures, 10,000 people in that district who want to see John Morse recalled and someone else put in that seat. And so I think that's really what this case will come down to, and the court should go ahead and let that pass.
And Jeff Hayes, El Paso County GOP chair, where are the people in El Paso County on these gun issues and on the assault led by guys like John Morse, real quick?
Hey, people of El Paso County believe in a government that defends their life, liberty, and property, and that's why we're fighting for this, because they deserve a representative that believes in that as well.
I wish we had more time. Jennifer Kern, spokeswoman for Recall Morse. Mario Lopez, Mario. We had Mario Lopez on last week. Mario Nicholas from, he's an election attorney and El Paso GOP County Chair. Jeff Hayes, thank you all. I wish we had more time again, but great panel. We'll be watching this very closely and following it and keep you guys in mind to talk about this further, I'm sure, down the road. 303-696-1971 is the